Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-air.fr.
Bonjour, on est des élèves du lycée Louis Majorelle à Toul. On est en première et on va faire une émission en anglais. So here we are for our radio section. We are welcoming Jessica, Hélène and Claire-Marie to speak for or against.
Do you agree with adoption for gay couples? Opinion for and against in the world? The absence of the parents of another sex distribute, the emotional, social, and educational development of the child. Moreover, the absence of an identification figure and another sex doesn't prevent the child from building his identity from them. The child needs to grow in relational to a man and a woman.
Those who are for American investigation, which proved that a child raised by a homosexual couple has no more problems than child I by a pair heterosexual. The best for the child is a solid, united and loving house. Also, they are in French from 15,000 to 20,000 homosexual couples with children living with them.
Then we ask the class. The majority approve with reasons such as the freedom of all to do what they want. Everyone must be equal. They deserve if they love each other and have open-minded children. However, a minority don't agree and go against their values and principles. And also thinking about the malaise of the child and the instability caused.
Thank you, girl, for your questions.
And now we are going to speak of such incredible news of the world presented by Fadma Joubi.
Hello, today I'm speak about the coronavirus. It's a new virus in the world, starting in China. The billion is 90,000 contaminated. OMS is alarming, and the number of deaths is progressive. The president of China say coronavirus is very serious.
Okay, so thank you, Fed, for your news of the world about the coronavirus. Now we have some ads with Axel and Luigi.
Patrick Sébastien, new album, Just Relays, no available in all stores.
By now, the new mobile, C'est pas cage. Your subscription will be $10 instead of $20 for 1 year.
So we are now welcoming Lauriane, Tatiana and Azra. They are going to speak with us about a star that they want to present to us. So here we are for their section, A Star is Born.
Hello, if you're here today, it's talk about the Canadian singer Abel Makounen-Tesfaye. Peter Now at the Weekend is a singer and a music producer. This artist has been active since 2010, but truly known on March 6th in 2011. Thanks to a tweet from Drake, he performed his first concert in June 2012, which took place in London. On September 10, 2013, The Weeknd released their first album, entitled Kissland. And here is an extract.
Well, probably not if I keep my habits up. Probably not if I can't keep up with love. And I can't stand talking to brand new girls. Only bitches down to fuck when you share with them the ones. Probably not if my niggas round them up.
And his latest album being released is called Blinding Lights. Released on November 29, 2019, and right away, here is an extract from his very famous music. We we carried out a small survey of around 30 students from high school Louis Majorelle, and we conclude that just under half of his students really know the singer and his background.
The Weeknd has received numerous awards, for example, 3 Grammy Awards, 8 Billboard Music Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 9 Judo Awards, 1 Energy Music Award, a French emission, and was appointed for Academy Awards. As for his next album, After Arrows, which will be released on March 20, 2020, from point of view, we invite you to listen to the singer because it's very talented and deserves its success.
Thank you, girls, for presenting us with celebrities, and it was really interesting.
Come at Walmart, a discount of 20% on toil hazel, and a discount of 40% on cheese hazel.
So now we are here with Jalan, who is going to speak with us. Who is going to announce us some gossip. So here we go for the section, the tea time.
In the new of culture, the royal family in the midst of separation, Queen Harry's grandson and his Meghan wife have decided to leave to royal costume and leave Wales Royal. They would like to live more modestly, normally, without the rules of royalty. The quirky couple of the kingdom have done a lot to end from Canada. We can ask ourselves what they will do and reserve to the kingdom, and with his little family live in other continent in Canada, will the queen remain neutral in their decisions?
Okay, thank you, Jalan, to present us the tea time. And now we are with Asma and Angeline to talk about the weirdest weather.
Hey everyone, today we will present the weather for the next day for the city of San Diego, Augusta, Texas and Carson.
First, to Houston in Texas, there will be a strong sandstorm followed by big tornado with a temperature of 50 Fahrenheit. In San Diego, in California, tomorrow, cover yourself because a powerful snowstorm is coming, and in the other part of the city, a giant tsunami of 12 feet.
Conversely, an extreme heat wave will attack the city of the Carson with temperature exceeding 122 Fahrenheit. Finally, for the city of Augusta, at the end of the week, we will have a heavy rain accompanied by huge shivers with 37 Fahrenheit.
Thank you, girls, for this world of weather. And now we are here with Zoeli Aline, which going to present us the Macho Oscar, which rewards the favorite movies for the Macho students.
So today we are going to talk about cinema actuality. So after the success of The Lion King, Mulan coming to cinema soon, and other Disney live-action movies are in pre-production, like Peter Pan, Rapunzel and Cinderella.
And according to the class survey, the students' favorite movie is Harry Potter, against the Avengers, Pirates of Caribbean and Black Panthers.
On the 28th of February, the 45th César ceremony took place. Deep based Roman Polanski scandal is movie J'accuse, won 3 awards, including Best Actor, Best Director, which creating a lot of criticism.
After winning 5 Oscars, Golden Globes, the Golden Palms at the Cannes Film Festival, the Korean movie Parasite has just received the Best Foreign Film César. He made history with his huge success and impressive trophy cabinets.
A few weeks ago, the famous actor Kirk Douglas passed away. The giant of Hollywood cinema and precious actor of the golden age of cinema died at the age of 103.
Okay, thank you, Zoli and Aline. Thank you for your section, The Magic Scars.
Go see the new film, The Call of the Hunt, with Harrison Ford in all cinema on 19 February.
And now we are with Maxime and Alijen to present us our last section, Sport With Us.
For football, for the Premier League, it is always Liverpool which remains at the top of the ranking with 20 more points than Manchester City, which is second in the ranking, followed by Leicester City, Chelsea and Manchester United in fifth position. Erling Braut Haaland, a young Norwegian player of only 19 years old, evolving to the position of attacker in the team of Dortmund in Germany, was still taking about him against Paris Saint-Germain in the round of 16. In fact, he once again offered the victory to his team with two goals. He is the second top scorer in the competition with his 10 goals in total, but still behind Robert Lewandowski, who scored one more goal than him.
The Financial Council of the governing body of European football announced Friday the exclusion of Manchester City from European competition for the next two seasons for a breach of the rules of financial fair play. A fine of 30 million euros was also imposed. The club financial control board chamber finds that Manchester City majority owned by an UAE investment fund committed serious violation of the rules of financial play by having overvalued sponsorship contract over the period 2012-2016. UEFA also deployed a lack of cooperation in the investigation. Basket, a tragedy hit the world dunk basketball on January 26. The death of a star, Kobe Bryant, aged only 41 years in a helicopter accident with his daughter and few other persons on their way to basketball training her.
4 months after his left hand injury, the star Stephen Curry made his return to the ground, playing his first game since his injury last night with his Warriors team against the Raptors, where they nevertheless lost.
Okay, guys, thank you for this news of sport. And it's the end of emission, the Magic News. I hope you enjoy it, and see you soon. Bye.
The Magic News.